Hi, my name is Dana Beal, and we've been doing smoke-ins in this location for about 46 years. The first one was when Richard Nixon called the Hard Hat Legions to come down and beat up the hippies. You remember, there were some hard hats. They called them Reagan Democrats later. And they decided to beat up the anti-war protesters down on Wall Street. It was a lot like Donald Trump's play today, which is, if you disagree with these people, they just may beat you up. But we called their bluff. Me and A.J. Weberman brought, I think, about 2.5 pounds of pot pre-rolled into joints in cigarette cartons down to the Washington Monument. And when we broke them out, it seemed like there was really nobody around. But all of a sudden, there was a huge crowd when we broke out the free pot. Then the word came that they were arresting people down by the reflecting pool. So we headed down to the reflecting pool, and there was a line of cops blocking on either side of the reflecting pool. And at the bottom of the Lincoln Memorial, there was Billy Graham and Reverend McIntyre and some pro-war people, but there were no hard hats at all. This is a bunch of church people in heavy black clothing in 100 degree weather, and we're all like already no shirt, pink shorts, and we just hopped into the reflecting pool and bypassed the cops and marched down the reflecting pool saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, we don't want your fucking war. 2, 4, 6, 8, organized to smash the state. And the entire Hard Hat Legion project disappeared like the mirage that it was. And yeah, they tear gassed us. So we came back and they tear gassed us again. And you know, this is in the middle of the anti-war era. People were used to getting tear gassed. So about the third time, there were all these people setting up blankets to sit there and watch the fireworks. This is the 4th of July, Dave. And they had to stop tear gassing people because they would tear gas the tourists. You can't tear gas the tourists, that's bad. So that was the first smoke-in. And I just want to make the point that the pot smokers from the time we went out in the first smoke-in in 1967 and said, we're tired of living in fear. And we're going to manifest. We're going to get a couple hundred people here smoking weed and let them see if they really want to arrest us if it's not the middle of the night in the traffic stop. And guess what? It's been a protest movement ever since, and by and large, people don't get arrested when they come out. So the gay people did it, the black people did it, and they're trying to convince us that if the pot people do it, somehow it's a bad idea. Well, I want to say that Keith Stroup and Ethan Nadelman are wrong, and that Adam and Dana are right. Smoke-ins are a good idea, and they should happen more frequently, not less frequently. Now, I was going to say a lot of other things, you know, about our future under Hillary Clinton, which is, I guess it'll be, you know, like 2 degrees more conservative than Obama, because these guys triangulate. And I'm not really sure that we're going to have that easy of a time of it. But I will say this. The likelihood that they can continue to refuse to change the status of marijuana for another 4 years be it President Clinton or President Trump, is about zero. And I know if we get Gary Johnson, you know, he's a libertarian. So anyway, I'm going to give this back. There are many, many more stories. Tomorrow night in New York City, I'm doing my history of marijuana and the movement to end, the rise of the movement to end the drug war at the Left Forum at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. Now back to our previously scheduled master of ceremonies, Adam Eichner.